So, Duberstein, that's a Jewish name, right?
Yes, it is. I was adopted by some lovely Jews.
And you were bar mitzvahed?
Oh, yeah, 3 times. The last time was a few months ago in Atlantic City.
Yeah, but I thought you only got bar mitzvahed once, you know, you're 13 years old.
No. You misunderstood.
What?
It's once every 13 years, you know? You got to recharge the mitzvah, so you always keep your mitzvah kind of full. At capacity. Capacity.
I don't know. So tell me about the groats.
Well, everything I ate tasted like peaches. And I forgot how to multiply. I could subtract, but I couldn't multiply. If I'm f***ing 6 women 3 times a day, 7 days a week, how many times per week am I f***ing? Was it 10? Was it 130? Was it 16? I was tripping out.
That's some weird stuff, man.
You telling me. Danny Duberstein's good at 2 things. That's math and f***ing.
Danny Duberstein brought a smile to your face.
That was random.
I love that damn clip, though.
What? I don't get it.
That is, I believe his name is J.B. Smoove, a black comedian who has a role on Curb, and he's playing a Jew.
Interesting.
And it's funny, because it's a black guy, but he's acting like he's Jewish.
Ah.
And that was Kramer, Michael Richards, who was doing the rest of that scene.
I've never seen the show, sorry.
What?
I know. We don't have cable.
Oh, my God. Download it illegally. Not that I do that.
If my connection speed was fast enough. Okay. Wink, wink.
Yes. My winking of the eye translated so well over the radio. Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Veronica, the lovely Veronica. I can't do your last name.
No.
You're Veronica J.
Veronica J is fine.
Veronica J. How anonymous of us.
That'll work.
We have the lovely Veronica J in studio. We don't have Will because he has
It's a sellout.
What?
Because he's a sellout.
Oh, no. He's just back to his really horrible sleeping patterns. I got a text at like 1:30 like, I just woke up. I'm not going to make it in.
He had an hour and a half to get here.
Yeah, but he needs his time to prepare in the day, you know. Shave his body down.
I don't think my eyes rolling. My eyes rolling are
that did translate on radio. It did. And Kate is gone for a while because, for those that don't know, she had her spine amputated or something like that.
I don't think they amputated it.
That might be an exaggeration, but I believe they pulled out her spine and they replaced it with a Terminator endoskeleton.
Are you serious?
No. No, they did something with their screwed up discs. Oh. Something's messed up.
They probably fused a couple of them together. It's normally what they do, I think.
Hold on, let me bring down the Lemmy. Can't talk over the Lemmy, goddammit. There, much better.
Definitely.
Much better. I love Ace of Spades, but I had a lot of talking. I was going to talk over the entire Ace of Spades. So we had to cut our losses and get that crap out of here now. But yeah, Kate's really jacked up. I feel bad.
That sounds painful, whatever it is.
Yeah, she's sitting at home really high on Demerol or Percocets right now,
okay, I think. Okay, well, now I'm jealous.
Yeah, but she's got a lot of physical therapy ahead of her, and we wish her well, and eventually she'll limp her way back in. She kind of said she was available this week, but I'm not going to bring her in for this crap, like, a week after
her
bacchiotomy.
You know what, though? Bringing her in here a little loopy might have been kind of funny.
She probably dropped, like, 5 F-bombs, and we'd lose the show. I mean, it's one way to... Well, one way to get done, yeah.
Don't we worry about that with me every week anyways?
You're good for one every other week.
Yeah.
And you act really shocked afterward, which
I'm like,
makes it...
Oh, no.
Yeah, that goes into consideration. She would have just been like, ah, slurring it out. Not a shred of repent after the fact.
Nice.
So that's what we got. And we got a story I want to get to, given it's going to have this whole segment a different bent because, Veronica, I like to think of you as, quote-unquote, kind of a normal girl.
Thanks.
No one's normal. No one's normal. I'm going to put this out there. Everyone's effed up in their own ways. Your tastes kind of align more with the norms and your ways of being nuts are more within, again, the bounds of normal nuts.
I think so. I think I'm pretty...
Kate doesn't seem all that nuts, but I haven't logged as much time with Kate. But I know Kate's tastes in men, which the subject we're going to discuss is, mm-hmm. is about a girl and her taste in a guy. I know Kate, after all the travail she's been through with dudes, her taste now, she likes them laid back, a little geeky. Oh. Not so much your thing, probably.
No. I like the big, muscly... meaty Marines.
Exactly. You like military men. Their heights can be between 6'2 and 6'8.
Yes.
And they are allowed to vary from sandy blonde hair white men to like dark haired white
men.
Ooh,
darker the better.
Okay.
The most recent one has like black hair and it's, I love it.
Okay. So you like...
We can't talk about that.
You like most of the hair colors on the white guy spectrum. That is your variety.
Yeah, I don't
of
like light blonde.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you're Nick Carter, and then, I love you.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. A few weeks ago, mm-hmm. we should have done this a couple weeks ago, but screw it. We're in studio now. We missed last week because I had to work, and this doesn't pay crap. And when I could make a few $100 drilling a few holes and calling myself a locksmith for a couple hours, I'm going to do that instead of this.
Hey, you got to pay the bills.
Yeah, exactly. This don't. But a few weeks ago, a chick named Alyssa Bereznak. Bereznak. Let's go with Bereznak, right?
That works. Sounds that totally works.
Bereznak-esque. She's an intern for a website called Gizmodo. And she posted an article about a date she went on with a guy she met via OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
And the crux of that article, sit still in that seat, please.
Can you hear?
I can hear everything.
I am so cold. I'm trying not to, like,
just
let my teeth chatter.
Sit and shiver. It'll burn calories.
Did Think you like that?
I did. I like the effect. You're not cold enough to nip through the top, so it's not doing
me
any good. But
don't look.
Don't
perv.
Don't rock in your seat back and forth. It sounded like you're banging a hobby horse.
It's like Ganoza.
Oh.
With his ice.
Just sit.
Okay.
Sit, you got about 50 minutes left.
Dang.
And then you can be warm again.
Okay.
Alyssa wrote an article about a dude she met via OkCupid named John Finkel. And that, in and of itself, would not be too noteworthy.
I can't believe she put his real name out there. That's kind of rude.
Little bit.
That's rude.
Little bit. Yeah, a little bit of a throw under the bus maneuver. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't work if she didn't put his name out there. Because it turns out, John Finkel... has played Magic the Gathering. He's 32 right now. I want to say since he was about 14.
And he's single. Shocker.
And he was at one point the world champion in this game.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. He plays, there's a whole competitive circuit for it, and he's made a lot of money playing it through the years. Kind of like poker, like baby poker.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's... Just hold your action so far. We're just getting that out there. We're setting the foundation.
Okay.
Let me get to the article, some of the highlights from Alyssa's piece that she put on Gizmodo. And then we'll get to my shocking revelation in a bit after that.
The pictures.
But first, the article.
Okay.
Titled, My Brief OkCupid Affair with a World Champion Magic the Gathering Player. And she starts off by explaining the story sounds very mean, because it kind of is mean in tone.
Mm-hmm.
And Alyssa, the first two paragraphs are dedicated to explaining that OkCupid is just a vast toilet
of
losers.
Yeah.
Now...
But she's on it. Just saying.
She's on it. Thank you for pointing that
Birds
out.
Birds of a feather.
She's so much goddamn better than it, but she's on
trolling
it.
Yeah. Okay, good to know.
Now, I'm not saying this... really with any shred of judgment, because Lord knows I love me some internet ass. But I'm not on OkCupid. I made a profile a long time ago so that I could stare at chicks that Richard Killiam would send my way.
Oh, jeez.
But it's not active. I've never used it. It's just that anonymous picture face or whatever. I don't do anything with it.
Yeah.
So it's there. I think if you look up my name, you probably will find this. But never done anything with it. So she... says she gets a message from John Finkel, this champion magic player. And according to her, it's like the only normal message she receives in 2 weeks on the site.
Okay.
And he is a little witty, a little clever, and he suggests they go on a date. And she says, sure, F it, I'm here.
Why not?
And you were the most normal thus far. So they go on their date, which I believe was just a dinner. And she describes him, John was thin and tall, dressed in a hedge fund uniform with pale skin and pierced ears.
Mm.
So, again.
Not my cup of tea, but whatever.
Not your thing, but not a fat, schlubby dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's trim, he's in shape, he dresses okay. Mm-hmm. Guy makes loot. He works in New York managing hedge funds.
Ah, okay, yeah.
And she's an intern at some website. So I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that he's worth a little more than
her. Yeah, he's the better catch.
Yeah, so be nice, bitch. But we're going to go forward. They get to hobbies, I guess, and he casually mentions that he plays Magic. And she's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And he's like, no, I'm serious. In fact, I was once the world champion. And she kind of freaks out a little bit. She's just like, oh, God. And she goes home and Googles her date at this point. And she learns he was, in fact, the world champion. His name mm-hmm. is all over the place affiliated with Magic the Gathering. In fact, he was so successful at one time, they put his face on a card.
Like, wow.
There is a Magic card that has a drawing that looks like John Finkel.
Okay, so let me tell you where she is mentally right now.
Okay.
She's loving him, loving that he does this, loving that he has the attention, loving that he is, like, out there. Just trust me.
Really?
Yes. Because which is why...
She acts like it's the worst thing on earth. She
No, it's the worst thing on earth because he's not interested in her, and now she's bitter. But that's, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, because right now in the article, she wants to pretend like she's just found out this dude's on a sex offender registry
Bull.
List.
She's loving it. When she initially saw that, I'd bet money that she's all about it. Because okay. she wouldn't have gone on the second date if it offended her that much.
It did indeed. That was my thought on the subject. It did result in a second date. They went out yep. a couple days later. And her comment on it was, just like you're obligated to mention you're divorced or have a kid in your online profile, shouldn't someone also be required to disclose any indisputably geeky world championship titles? But maybe it was a long time ago. We met for round two later that week. So I'm thinking...
She's a jerk.
You're a twat.
Yeah.
You're a twat, and he doesn't have to disclose anything.
No. He doesn't owe her anything.
And frankly, your podunk job as an intern who then writes pieces about the guy she goes on dates with...
Should have been disclosed.
Probably a little more disclosure worthy right now.
Yep.
But we'll go forward. I later found out that John infiltrated his way into OkCupid dates with at least two other people I sort of know, including one of my coworkers. Mothers, warn your daughters this could happen to you. You think you found a normal bearded guy with a job, only to end up sharing goat cheese with a guy who takes you to a one-man show based on Jeffrey Dahmer's life story. Which, I believe that was the second date. They were just walking down some New York side street, and there's like a play going on. He's like, hey,
let's check
see
it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Admittedly, it's Jeffrey Dahmer's life story. That was the crux of the play.
So what?
Yeah, if it's what was there. I don't think this was a premeditated thing.
It doesn't
on his
sound
part.
Like it, no. Sounds like I'm in New York. I got to hang out with this girl. She can't talk to her in a play.
Yeah.
Let's go here.
Yeah. And the end result was after these two dates, she writes this piece and he really hasn't talked to her since.
Yeah. He's over it.
Now, before we continue with anything, mm-hmm. my big reveal is
so I get
well,
to see pictures.
Well, the reveal is separate from the pictures. First, okay. I want to show you the pictures.
Okay.
So step on over because Veronica doesn't know who the hell either of these people are. It's a topic that you can walk around the whole way. Okay. It's a topic that was very big online, I want to say, last week because we're timely as hell around these parts. So I've got three pictures of John loaded up and two of Alyssa. And get on mic. Step in.
Okay, I'm here.
All right. Here's picture one of John. And this is him, I believe, holding Magic cards. So looking pretty geeky, but this is a representation of his face.
Okay, not my taste, but okay.
Not an ugly dude.
Not unattractive.
Yeah. at worst very average.
Okay, he's cute there.
There is a picture of him seated in like a black, what would you, just a standard black long sleeve.
Yeah, he's cute there.
There's another picture.
I would totally talk to him with hair.
Thank you.
Super cute.
Thank you. Not a bad looking guy. That's all I'm tossing out there.
Not at all.
Now, here are two photos of this girl. Alyssa. There's one off shot.
Average.
Where she's kind of looking down, and she's got a doughy face and that, that doughy white skin. And
I see girls like her, I think, soccer mom vanilla.
Yeah. Now, wait. Here's the really busted photo of her. That was, like, the nice one I could find. Here's the one that has become, like, meme central. Everyone's joking and tossing up text on this one.
Oh, my.
There's the face. Look at that lopsided, squinty eye, that droopy forehead. That bad skin.
I'd say she's a solid 2.
I'd put her at like 3.5. No be it.
Yeah, I'm giving her a 2.
Because on my scale, 5 is none of your boys are going to clown you if you sleep with her.
Really? I would 4. Think that's like a 6 or 7.
Really? No, that's 5.
All right.
So for me, she's below that. Some of your guys are going to give you crap. If you're like, I bang this broad. They're going to be like, old Skeletor?
She looks like a 40-year-old mom of 3 who drives a minivan.
She looks grotesque.
She's vanilla. She's just...
She looks grotesque.
Yeah, she's just... Bleh.
So, Veronica, please take your seat. Thank you for coming around.
Okay.
Veronica is walking back and sporting... What is that outfit you're in right now from your jazzercise? What the hell did you do?
No, it's called Kazashe.
It's Kazashe, guys.
And it's dance. It's like Zumba.
How dare I get that mixed up? It's Kazashe.
God.
But you're in very little, so it's good by my standards. Wear that more often in studio.
No. Actually, please. I will, because I'll come here after class every Saturday.
There you go. Now I have something to look forward to.
No
finally.
More webcam.
Okay. Now, after that reveal, just to give a little perspective on why this story kind of hits home with me, I, too, like Johnny Magic, have played Magic for several years.
Oh,
like,
God.
Since
you
about
have?
That yeah. And you know the worst part? I, maybe 10 years ago, went to the online variant and only play that because I can't stand these people in real life. I like the game, but I'm almost with Alyssa on this, where I think the average guy who plays this game is really warped and not attractive. Now, John Finkel doesn't fit that profile at all.
That third picture, John, I liked. He was a cute guy. I would talk to him.
He's a tall, lanky dude. He makes money. And he sounds like he kind of has his head on straight. Like, he's playful enough to land the date.
Yeah.
So, he doesn't fit the profile. Just like me. You wouldn't see me and think I play Magic.
Oh,
you're
totally.
Like, oh,
no,
he's
you
so busy
know.
Racking
Rich,
it up.
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel bad in some ways because I'm almost like a self-loathing house servant. Where I think I'm better than the field help. I'm the light-skinned, high-yaller... House nut. And they're out there in the fields with their scythes all tanned and sweating. And I'm just like, screw you guys. I got it all over you.
Oh, boy.
But maybe in the eyes of women, we're all in the same pool. I don't know. I don't know. I treat it as a video game that I play an hour and a half a week.
Every once in a while. Yeah.
Something like that. She's acting like I should be on a sex offender registry.
Yeah,
for
she went a little far, I think.
Okay, that's kind of where I wanted to go with this. I want to know, given that you do not tolerate geeky crap whatsoever.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I really, like, Call of Duty makes me cringe.
And that's
really
just a normal video game.
Yeah, well, my issue is don't let it consume your life. Like, when I come home from work, I don't want to see my boyfriend playing Call of Duty.
What
if he
wants
playing
it, but he shuts it off within, like, 5 minutes?
If he shuts it off when I come home, cool. If he wants to do it in his own downtime, that's cool. But I am not going to sit on my couch and watch him play a video game. I grew up with 3 brothers. That was my life, my entire childhood. Nintendo. No.
Okay.
No. Not going to happen. So that's my issue.
So you have a healthy hatred of this crap.
I do.
But you think she's still being a taco about
it. I don't think her issue is the game. I think her issue is he blew her off because he just wasn't that into her.
Which he did, by the way.
And I think she really liked him and she had a lot of expectations. He was a cute guy. He's obviously at a little bit of a higher level than her.
And he put in
the
effort to pick
her up. He's a hedge fund
manager.
Yeah. So he makes money. He's smart, intelligent, cute, witty. And she was a little burned because he kind of blew her off. That's her issue, not the game.
The game is what gave her the opportunity to blog about it. I couldn't have stated it better. The internet lost its S over this. I mean, this article that I mentioned has 25,000 likes currently on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
When I write crap, maybe it gets like 10, 10 or 12.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think once I hit one that had 65.
Wow.
So she's getting roughly a couple thousand more percent in terms of traffic. That's a lot of hits for this broad.
It is.
And everyone, I think, went too overboard the other way. They're just like, screw you, bitch, for hating on geeks.
Mm-hmm.
And you're attacking nerds, and we're nerds, and we're united, and F you. They wanted...
blood.
Exactly. Which is missing the point. I think she's just a spurned woman.
Yeah. I agree 100%.
He might have geeky tendencies, but even the most quote-unquote normal guy does.
I wouldn't call that guy a geek, looking at him.
Because he plays that crap on his weekends, and I think he mentioned he met a lot of his friends via magic. So what? That's... To me, magic is the same as fantasy football or something like that. Instead of dealing in muscular black men, you've got elves and dragons and crap, but you're still swapping them around, building teams and junk like that. It's the same damn thing.
I know nothing about it, so
magic pretty much is like poker. It's a card game, but there's crap on the cards.
It's like Pokemon for adults.
Exactly. That's,
oh, my
that's
God.
All you need to hear. It's Pokemon for adults.
Oh, no.
That's a good summary.
So basically, every guy who got a hard-on over Lord of the Rings is playing this game.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
A lot of them.
Okay.
And in person, it's horrible. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to defend this crap in person. And he does that, and he's successful at it, and he's got a huge network of friends. That's fun.
If that's what you like, rock on. There will be a girl who loves it and wants to watch you do it.
I'm just saying.
I'm not that girl.
There are chicks who would put up with that crap in a heartbeat just because the dude isn't bad looking and he makes that money. And for her to get on her high horse looking the way she does.
Like a busted monkey.
If that were passed out on a bed and I could just walk up, do a couple pumps, walk out, and eat a slice of pizza and go to sleep, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
People, wait, we need to pause here. Okay. I think that the listeners need to understand exactly what it is that you're saying when you say that. Because you're a little hornball who will hook up with anything, for the most part.
I'm talking, I wouldn't go that far. I have to have some level of attraction, or I have to be really horny. Like, if I'm really horny,
you're like, hey.
Yeah, exactly. A couple times a year, my judgment goes out the window. Yeah. I'm just like, screw it. In a couple months, let's get this train back on the tracks.
Oh, no.
It's that whole, like, slump buster thing, except it's just a series of slump busters. But, if I could just have a turn here, she was just sitting there like, you wanna?
You'd pass.
Be like, nah, sorry.
She's unfortunate.
She is.
Face department.
She's that bony blonde, but not in, like, a kind of sexy anorexic.
She's skinny fat. She's vanilla
skinny fat. That's a great way to put it.
That's totally what she is.
There's no shape to the body.
Yeah.
Even though it's not fat. Nothing enticing about the face.
Yeah.
She gross. Johnny Magic can
do
better than that.
I can't argue with you.
Johnny Finkel could do a whole mess better.
Yes. Sorry, I'm rocking.
No, it's fine. I'm just glad. I'm impressed you came to that conclusion. I really thought you would freak the hell out about the magic thing and be like, you know what, screw that.
No, because at the end of the day, her issue, regardless of what she says, is not about that. If it was about that, she wouldn't have gone on the second date.
That's how I see it.
She would have said, you know what, that's not the kind of guy I want to date. That's not what I want. There would have been no second date.
Like friend zone ambiguity type crap either. This was literally...
It was
would you like to go on a date, drinks, and a date?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it sounds like she just got bitter that she got blown off.
She's salty. She's a salty, ugly little being.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly little troll person. That's
I might have to look that up to see his response.
His response was pretty measured. I mean, yeah. Like, you read his response, which I don't have punched up because that would be too much preparation. I got the article and five pictures. I mean, I'm only human here.
Nice.
But it was to the effect of, I have no ill will towards her. I'm kind of not happy she wrote about it, but whatever.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those deals. We went out twice. I wasn't really feeling it, and I haven't talked to her since.
No spark. Next.
Yeah.
And then she's writing crazy hate mail about
it. He's obviously doing okay because he's dating two chicks she knows. I mean, and how big is her goddamn circle, really?
And really, I mean, it's silly of her to be upset that he has gone out on dates with other people on the site. I mean, let's be real.
It's OkCupid is an online dive bar.
Yeah. Well, I've never been on it. I don't know, but
I can only assume it's kind of what MySpace was in the day. I mean,
oh,
MySpace was not a dating site, but it degenerated into one.
I got hit on so much on MySpace.
Well, I think
it was every day I had a new friend request from a different boy, which is funny because that's how I met. What did we call them? Tyrone and Jamal.
Oh, I don't
that's
remember.
How I met both of them.
A lot of, for those not understanding those random aliases that even I forget. She's referencing, Veronica's referencing a couple guys that you had recurring flings with for several years.
Yeah.
And hell, how did I meet you?
Oh my God, MySpace.
People forget that.
Like, you were trying to date me too.
There you go. People have friends that just transcend that crap.
Yeah. That's funny.
And it's funny, back then there was a huge stigma to it. I would say it was a little like, oh, we're finally going to hang out. Don't molest me, tee hee hee. I have Mace with me. That part's not a joke.
Yeah.
Now it's no big deal. Now I don't think it's a big deal whatsoever. You meet a guy online, it's like, eh.
I think people are, I don't know. I think that people are just more used to it and accustomed to it. But
you
it depends on the
online.
Location. It depends on the location. When I go home, when I'm in small town Michigan,
yes.
It's not the same as it is here. I tell my mom, oh, met a guy at Match or whatever. And she's like, oh my God, what? No, what?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know him. And I'm like, Debbie, really? Calm down.
Debbie?
Like, seriously. Yeah, that's what I call her when she's acting like a child.
Oh, okay. I thought you're like a divorced kid.
No.
Have you ever noticed
that? Well, my parents were divorced, but whatever.
Really?
That's a whole other story.
Okay. For some reason, after the divorce, the kid always calls the mom by the first name, and I don't know
That's
why.
Exactly what happened with
it's
us.
It's so creepy.
Because when you watch your parents go through a divorce, regardless of who's at fault, regardless of the situation, I think you lose a little bit of respect, maybe for both, or more than, or you lose respect for the one that you think is instigating it, maybe. I mean, that everybody's situation.
So she loses her privilege as a parent.
Well, it's a little bit. You just look at the parent differently.
Well, they're humanized. They're not mom and dad.
They're not like perfect beings, you know. And it's kind of a way of saying, screw you. So, I don't know.
I'll do the same calling my mom Maria every so often.
You do? You call her Maria?
Every so often. Usually she's just woman or...
You call your mother woman?
Yeah, but playfully. It's not meant to like really dehumanize her. It's just a nickname.
Oh my God.
Like, hey, woman, check this on the TV.
You know what? My brothers do that to my mom, I think.
Yeah.
When they get frustrated. It's not code woman.
It's not code for bitch or something. It's just woman. It makes me laugh.
Blows my mind that you can say bitch on the air, but not the S word.
It's bitch. Means female dog.
Whatever. It's not the context that you're using it, though.
This is true.
It's not fair. I'm suing the FAA.
FCC.
FCC. Shh. See?
Caught yourself. Well done. All right, Veronica, let's
the
cut.
FAA. Sorry, I have fighter pilots in the brain. I can't help it.
And that's a story we can't do on air. Veronica's been having
a
bang fest 2011 with some dude, which would make for great radio.
Can't do it.
And I've put in requests for videos and or pictures of the act.
Not gonna happen.
Which we can put on Papa's basement for everyone's view and pleasure, but it's not happening.
Not gonna happen.
According to one of the two participants.
The USMC.
All right. You're all drunk on sex.
Shush.
I'm stone sober on it right now. The lack
Sorry,
thereof.
Yo.
Okay, that's all I had for prep. I can do some NFL crap. I can talk about the horrible weather.
I don't want to talk about the NFL. It's boring.
Well, that's why I'm letting you bring to the table what you want to do. So,
why are you putting me on the spot like that?
We're going to see what we can get. out of Veronica.
What do you want to talk about?
As she claws at what sounds like the driest skin on earth.
Shush.
As you sandpaper your calluses on, Mike. What is
that? Oh my God, shut up. It's just my arm.
Oh my God.
It's just magnified.
Okay.
That was my hands, by the way. Nothing gross.
Veronica, you had something you wanted to share. And
I did?
I thought you did. God damn it. Really? Is this what we're doing?
I don't remember.
It's Scrooge on Day?
Yes, totally.
Fine.
This is going to be the funniest part of the show. Hello.
Well, no one's made it this far. Let's be honest.
No one's made
it. They punched out about minute 7.
That part was... What did you want to, what did I talk about? I don't remember. You have to remind me.
I believe you talked about some guy drunkenly contacting you via Facebook. Something along those lines. Guy you used to hook up with. I'm really making you sound like a whore here.
Oh, my.
Not trying to.
No, no, no.
Headcount's still under 30.
Okay. A guy that I... see, this is why I cannot advertise your show, because I know for a fact if he knew I was doing the show, he would listen.
Let the guy listen then.
Okay.
Let it get
this
out there.
This is the guy that I was so annoyed with the last time I did the show.
Don't tell it to me. Tell it to them. And I'm pointing to them right now as I do that.
Oh, God, I hope he never hears
this. Just finger back and forth in the air. Them,
okay.
Veronica. Them.
So I was dating this guy for about 4 months.
Okay. When was this?
A month ago.
All right.
Yeah.
This is the one that ended it
with the text message. This is the boat boy.
This was mentioned a couple times ago on the air.
Yes.
Veronica was seeing a guy for about 4 months. In Veronica time, that's 3-year relationship.
No, it's not.
And
that's a 3-year relationship.
Oh, I mean, that would be probably my second longest relationship, I think.
Yeah, no, here's the thing. I'm picky. I'm not Little Miss Relationship Girl. I don't have to. I'd rather be single and happy than miserable and in a relationship.
Okay.
But I really liked him. I wanted it to be a relationship. I wanted to be together with him. I really liked him, whatever. He has other priorities. Fine. But he ended
Please
it via
claw
text
at your
message.
Stubble.
I'm not. Shut up. Quit looking at my legs.
You're...
I'm going to seriously rip your balls
off. It sounds
like
a fly working its wing with its leg. Just don't. Thank you. You're almost home free. 20 minutes.
I hate you.
20 minutes.
Okay.
And you can come in next week and do it all over again.
Now, do you see the joy on my face?
I'll just put it out there. So you're with this guy 4 months, 3 months?
Yeah, about 4 months.
4 months. And he spent every weekend.
No. Not every weekend.
Every other weekend.
What he liked to do on the weekends was go out on his friend's boats.
On his boat, called the SS Strange. The SS Newtang.
Yeah. Anyways, the boat was broken for a couple of weekends.
So you actually saw him consecutive weekends because of that?
No, I saw him every weekend. I mean, he liked to be on the boat. That was fine. They didn't go out on it every weekend, but it was like, it seemed like all he talked about was the stupid boat on the weekends.
Sounds like a weird guy.
No, he's actually completely normal. He's actually a really nice, really good guy, which is
so
why I was so into him.
Boats are his magic cards.
He just likes being on the water. Fine.
That's
whatever.
His geeky thing.
But the problem was is that they were his friend's boat, so he couldn't like bring me every single time. So I would meet him out at the waterfront, like whatever.
That sounds like
fine.
It's a sex boat, Veronica.
It's not a sex boat, John.
That sounds like they go far enough to get into international waters. Now, I haven't gone to law school, but this
the
is
Potomac
what I understand.
Potomac River.
I didn't say it was fast. I just said they did it. And they open kind of like a brothel on the Potomac.
No. Not the case. Sorry.
Okay.
I know that's what you would do, but that's not what
that's
they do.
That's just my theory.
No.
I would put on an eye patch. I would march around with a harpoon gun.
Sorry, dude. No.
And I'd have a lot of Taiwanese prostitutes.
That's not how it happened, no.
Okay.
Okay, but anyway, so he ends it via text message. I'm bitter. Come here and rant for like an hour about it. And we move on.
When you haven't had contact with this guy in over a month now.
No. Well, we texted a little bit right afterwards and then kind of went silent for like 2 or 3 weeks. And then we would text back and forth.
This must be so unlistenable. And I don't care. I don't care. It's just us talking. I
know.
I could care effing less.
So
screw you all. Let the Papa's Basement Empire burn. I don't care.
I quit you. Okay. So he went out of state, and I sent him a text message, and I was like, if you go here, you need to bring this particular football player back, or a t-shirt with his name on it, or a hat. You know, just being silly.
So this guy texts you. He was out, you said, before the show, he's in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
And you wanted a Patrick...
I wanted a Witten jersey.
Is it Jason Witten?
Yeah, I don't know. Love him.
I hate them so much. I screw the Cowboys.
Yeah. So he writes back and he says, everything is so big here, I fit right in.
So this is his witty reference.
His way of bringing up us hooking
up. His wang.
Yeah, and I was like...
How big was it, by the way?
Oh, I mean, he was good.
Okay, so...
No complaints.
And good
there.
In the Veronica book is how long?
I'm not giving you specifics.
I'm not asking for if it hit my tonsils. I want an inch measurement.
That's the Marine. I don't know. I didn't measure it.
Indicate
John.
On your forearm then.
No.
Nature's tape measure when it comes to that.
It's like the whole freaking length, man. It was
really?
Amazing. I'm Mike. Totally lying.
Oh, I
don't
I was
know.
Say, that would echo would pick up on the mics.
That would be painful. That's not even comfortable.
Okay.
No,
so the guy
so,
had
anyways,
some kind of way. I just I want
to yeah,
know.
I don't
want to
like give the play by play,
is.
But basically he's the guy that I used to date, a guy that I really liked. And he's sending me, he's texting me while he's wasted. So he's totally drunk texting me.
Which
he's
is great.
He's bringing up how it was when we, how we were together and how good we were together when we were hooking up.
So
and
you're
I'm
getting
like,
drunk texted by a guy who used to bang you and is like, let's
yeah,
resume
and I'm
this.
Like, what? And I'm like, what do you want? Like, what are you doing?
He wants to bang you. That's, I mean, is that
well,
all
I
the
think
story
he
builds
knows
to?
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, but he's drunk. He doesn't care. He's going to take shots.
No, he was texting me when he was sober.
Yeah, you
he
still
didn't
do it
drunk
then,
text
too.
Till later.
You lay the groundwork sober. So she's wow. like, he's not drunk right now. He's just being friendly. And then you do it drunk later, and she'll be like, oh, this is his true self. He really likes me.
Well, it's not going to happen.
But that's the thing. That was when I became a man. When I no longer feared that rejection. It's a terrorist mentality. I'm going to tell you why. When I was a kid, I so feared rejection that I would never ask questions like that. Until I knew the question would be, or the answer would be a resounding yes. Because it'd break my little heart to hear a girl say, you know what, John, you're not getting any tonight.
And I tell you that all the time.
Yeah. And then
let's just hook up. No.
Around 24, 25, I realized, one, who cares? It's not a rejection of
Did
you
Did you have
as
your
a
Carlos
being.
Mencia moment?
I don't celebrate that man's catalog in any way, shape,
oh,
or form. I don't
love
know what you're
him.
Talking about.
I love him.
But I realized for me to have success, I have to win 1 in 100 times.
It's a numbers game. It's a 1 in 10.
Much like the terrorists, if we block 99 attempts.
That 100th one is going to
On the
in.
World Trade Center. And that 100th attempt is a plane going right
Maybe not
the
best
it.
Thing to talk about today.
No, it's timely.
Just throwing that out
it's
there.
Timely.
No,
it's
timely.
That makes
not.
It relevant.
No, totally inappropriate.
Happy 10th 9/11, everyone. Let's
oh
get
my God, did you just say that?
Yes. Okay. You would look at that as the terrorists did their thing. They did what they set out to do. There's 100
You're
of them
likening
prison.
Yourself to a terrorist.
A sexual
you
terrorist.
You know what? After seeing your game, continue.
Sexual terrorist. Not a plane terrorist, not a bomb terrorist.
Just, okay. You know, the CIA is going to be waiting for us when we leave the studio.
Similarly,
tonight.
If you're with a chick. And you can just do it without any commitment in your voice. It doesn't matter. You don't even have to mean it seriously. Just be like, can we bang? Can we bang? Can we bang?
Not
can we bang?
Happen.
Just like, are
so
we
you,
there?
Wait,
are
so
we
you
there
think
yet?
That's what yet? He's doing it? You think that's what he's aiming for?
Well, it's what you reduce everything to because it works. Once in a while, it's almost like Looney Tunes where Bugs
so you
and
think
Elmer
that's what
are going
he's trying. He just wants to hook up.
Yeah, and they're saying no, yes, no, yes.
Well, question.
Bugs switches it up and Elmer's like, yes, no.
Wait. Because there's another part to it. I sent him pictures of us from 4th of
Whoa.
July yesterday.
Like,
we went to the Yojima Memorial.
Though.
Yes, it's a holiday. We're together having a picnic, whatever. So
okay.
We took a couple of pictures.
Why
and
did
I,
you send those to him?
Because I had never had before. I realized that I hadn't sent them to him.
Oh, that's totally
and
an
of course,
invitation. That's totally
I know.
An invitation.
No.
Don't innocently say that.
Listen,
that's
totally... I just wanted him to see the picture of us super cute together, whatever.
Oh, my God.
So I sent him the pictures.
God, no.
Listen,
right
no,
now.
You stop because I have to finish. I need your opinion. You have to
okay,
tell me this.
Here's my opinion.
No,
you're trying
wait.
To bang this guy again. You're
no,
making
I'm not.
Him look like he's
I,
trying to
no,
do you while
I'm not.
He's drunk.
It's not going to happen. It's totally not going to happen. Listen, though. Listen. This is the part that I want your opinion on. I sent him the pictures. He writes back, thanks, !! And then he wrote, I actually copied some from your Facebook because I didn't have any.
What's creepy about that?
He copied pictures from my Facebook.
Are you still Facebook friends?
Yes.
What's creepy about that?
He copied pictures from a Facebook.
He downloaded pictures there were that none he's
of picture-
in?
No, he's not in any of these. Okay. I cropped him out because I was mad. I didn't put any of them up of him. What does that mean?
He
can so never hear the show. Oh, my God.
He just downloaded. That's not creepy. Creepy's like downloaded your Facebook
normal,
pictures
though.
And then
you're not normal, though. Think of a normal guy.
That's still not creepy. Like, that's public domain. It's creepy if he's like, hey, there's a picture where your nipple's accidentally showing, and that
people
S
do
is
that
my
regularly?
Now.
They copy pictures from other people?
I don't get what's creepy about it. I don't think I do.
Well, I sent him a tag. I emailed him back, and I was like, well, laugh out loud. Why didn't you just tag yourself, silly? Like,
they're just pictures of you sitting there?
There's a picture of me, and then there's a picture of the view that we had.
So, okay, this would be a little creepier if he weren't involved in said picture, but you're saying he was just, like, off camera?
Yeah.
Like, you cropped him out? Yeah. There's zero creepy about that.
See, but now I'm like, well, what else did he copy?
I don't know. I've gone through your Facebook a couple hundred times. You don't have anything that racy.
But have you copied any of my pictures?
No, because you have nothing that racy.
All right, then.
I mean, if you're like...
So, he copied a picture of the George Washington Monument. Taken by a camera that's not that great, so it's just an picture anyways.
Yeah, because you like to think, there's hey, nothing... this is a picture I was kind of a part of. I
he
can
actually
totally...
took some of them. But...
Yeah, so he even took some of them? These are his photos then.
I was like, here, I'm not tall enough, get a
good because
shot.
You put a Picasso on your wall doesn't mean you painted the goddamn thing.
But still, I don't know, I was just surprised. I guess maybe I'm reading too much into it.
You are.
I'm a girl.
You're chicking it up.
I know. I can't help it.
Everything boils down to this. A guy doesn't like you. He likes you enough to bang you but not get serious. Or he likes you enough to bang you and get serious and like be very careful when he cheats on you. Those are the three degrees of how a guy works. And maybe he likes you so much that he barely cheats on you or barely even thinks about it. But he still will.
Well, we're not together. He can't cheat on me.
So he likes you enough to want to bang you.
Well, that's not going to happen.
All right, then.
Sorry.
You can calibrate his interest in one of those three.
He hasn't even, like, tried to get me to hook up, though.
Him talking to you is trying.
Oh, he's got to work on his game.
What do you want? Do you want him to kick in the door?
Yeah. No. No, like, I'm comparing him to Mitch, and...
The guy you're currently...
Oh, Mitch...
But Mitch is the fresh, he's the strange, and he's free to come from a different place because he's the new guy in the picture. This old guy, boat boy.
He's trying to behave and get in?
Yeah, because he can't be all that aggressive after the fact. You gave him the punt, so he has to worm his way back in.
He gave me the punt. What are you talking about? I'm like, no. A few walls
I'm dumping
there.
You first. You can't dump me because you're dumb.
No, it wasn't like that.
That's exactly.
But I think he knows that it would not happen. He has to know. There's no freaking way it would ever happen.
First of all, it would happen.
No.
There's a chance. There's always a chance.
No, sorry.
What if you had some weird disease and his cure was, he had the cure in his ween? It happened.
Nope.
Never say never.
I would not.
That's the guy mentality. Never say never. Okay.
I would not.
As a guy.
I would not sleep with him casually. It would not happen.
As a guy who slept with exes and slept with friends and all kinds of stuff, it can happen years after the fact.
I'm telling you right now, it would not happen.
Trust me. It's
as
so
good
weird
as it was.
Because you're saying that, and it's like you're looking at me in the eyes, and maybe I'm supposed to interpret something here.
Nope. Nothing to interpret. Just my words.
Maybe
no.
You keep staring at me and saying
okay,
no.
Okay, this is the problem.
It's making
no
me think.
No means this is what you need to understand, dear, because you're going to get in trouble.
Oh, we have a caller. Look at
there's
that.
Nothing to interpret about the word no.
Hold on. Let's take this and bring this to an even crashinger halt. Hello, caller. Oh my God. You actually are listening live. This is Doug Tet. I'll call him D-Tet. I like the...
What's up, Papa?
I love Doug. Doug is a former co-worker from JFK.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I made no money, so I had to leave.
I'm still making no money.
Sean was talking about that earlier.
Yeah, I talk about that a lot. Doug, what are you doing?
You've got one opportunity to guess what I'm drinking right now.
It's going to be natural ice or natural light. I'm going to go with natural ice. Yeah.
Natural light today.
Oh! God damn it.
I think you guys need to stop talking about who this chick's going to bang and what I should eat for dinner.
Thank you. Pizza.
What are your options?
Pizza. I don't know. The world is my opportunity right now.
Goddamn love, Doug.
I feel like Scarface right now. The world is mine.
Go with the Papa John's, man. I know you're big on the...
It's totally appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like that. What's their slogan? Better ingredients,
better
pizza?
Better pizza, Papa John's. Not that I've heard that ever. But yeah, they've got the $11 any pizza you want special that usually runs during football season.
I don't feel like gorging myself with Italian food right now.
You don't like it ethnic? Huh.
God. You should give me a gyro since you're Greek.
Drive to the sheets. It's like
a
2 feet from your house then, yeah.
See, why do people get pissed off when I say gyro and I'm American?
Hey, my dad used to say gyro, and he was fresh off the goddamn boat. He was like, hey, you're in America. Call it a gyro.
That's what I'm saying. People need to adapt.
Well, would you say polo instead of pollo?
Polo loco.
No, because I'm pretty much Hispanic from working in like 18 different Mexican restaurants.
All right. Well, same thing. No.
Veronica, you should go on a date with Doug. I think that's what we're all getting at here.
Oh, who is Doug? Doug,
I've got a mirror next to my bed. It's about 4 feet high. No, actually, it's about
I'm gonna
five
say
and
no.
a half feet high.
Maybe not.
I think you should just talk to Doug via Facebook after all this.
Yeah, what's... Papa's been to my house. It's called the Orphanage.
Oh, my God.
Because it's him and a bunch of other childless males.
Oh, my God.
We have a dog. Someone tried to break into our house last week, but our dog bit him.
And how many hours is Call of Duty on your TV?
Actually, I played about like 15 minutes earlier. I'm not going to lie.
He's a fan.
Oh, my God.
But there's many
facets.
Well,
I don't play a lot. I've got a PS2 and a Dreamcast. My roommate has the PS3.
He's practically a goddamn Renaissance man. Don't shake
I can do
your
whatever
head.
You like. I'm like T.I. right now.
Oh, my God. Damn. Yeah, I'm going to have to Facebook set you guys up after this.
Oh, my.
I'll poke you.
Oh, will you?
Maybe.
Veronica Johnson. Look
hey!
Up right now.
Yeah.
On Whoa. My friends.
Full name.
Veronica
Hold on,
Johnson.
Let me open up my browser.
Well, this is creepy.
Veronica. Oh, it already pops up. Got the dark hair, the light eye.
That's her.
That's me.
You can All give right. her an ad. I'll speak for Veronica right now. Just hit add as friend. She'll accept it.
Oh, I already did it. Hold on. Wait, I got to do the poke, too.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and I poked.
And I'm checking Facebook right now.
Oh, God. Technology has run amok.
Papa, I don't know what I should eat. I was listening. I was like, I don't know if I should listen right now because I'm home alone. I feel like Kevin McAllister, because these people tried to break in last week, too. I don't know if they're going to do it again tonight. So
I can listen to Doug all goddamn day. I'm trying to think what the hell else you're going to eat. Oh, go to that go to Santini's, man, up on 50.
Man, not so far. I think they deliver, though.
Hit up Santini's.
Santini's is pretty good. I like the New Yorker.
Me, too. That's what I hit up. Why are you laughing, Veronica?
Because I can't believe we're talking about this right now.
What do you want to talk about?
You know what? You know what would be funny to talk about? Well, not really funny, but Soulja Boy and his lyrics. Did you guys hear about that?
Tell him.
Tell me. I don't know.
You didn't hear about
Soulja Boy,
this?
Tell him. Tell him, Veronica.
Doug, you're confusing me.
It's Soulja Boy. Tell him.
He put out a song that has F the Troops. I'm more hard than them or something like
really?
That. I don't know the exact lyrics yet. He's getting a lot of crap about it. Like, really,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah, I think Obama emailed him about it.
Good.
And they had a conversation over email, and he was tweeting while he was emailing with Obama. And he had to, like, apologize. He put four tweets on it.
This country's going to hell. What I just heard is the saddest thing.
It's a good thing I have a job and I know all of this.
Well,
I
Doug.
My job doing, sitting there on the computer doing nothing.
That is, by the way, how Doug listens to the show. He listens live, but then I got a tweet last week because we didn't have something out. Even if this week he's going to be listening to this again, he'll be listening to himself. Worlds will collide.
Doug's kind of cute.
Papa, all I have to say is that you missed out on Wednesday night.
Hey, they had me work until like 11:30, man.
You should. Did you hear the stories about how Jeff Ty did a cartwheel and almost knocked over the karaoke stand?
I heard none of this, man.
Oh man, I got him to do the robot too. And I started calling out black people with the he said when I was on stage.
God damn. Oh, all right, D-Tat, let me let you go so I can wrap up
all
the
right,
show.
All right, Papa, wrap it up.
All right, thanks for calling in.
All right, I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
That was the gayest exchange ever, the little
I love you too. Bye. That was kind of
cute. Well, it's, you know, I hear usually it's like my mom say I love you, and it's always I love you too back. But I do love D-Tat. There's no shame in saying that.
Aw.
And you think he's cute.
He's a cutie. He looks young. How old is D?
D-Tat is, I believe, as old as your Marine. So there you go. So give him a shot. That's all I'm saying. Just pursue a little conversation with the dog.
We'll see.
To know him is to love him. There you go. I was waiting for that to kick in. Well, Veronica, I'd like to think that we worked a little magic today. Pardon the horrible pun. We made something happen.
It's always a good time.
It's always a great time. Thank you for coming in. Seriously.
Of course.
I know you came in after your dance class. You probably stink like an armpit.
I do. Sorry.
And you got the stubbly legs because you don't have to.
No, I don't. Shut up.
You don't have to lie, Veronica. I am going to
seriously bust your tail.
But hopefully we'll have you in next week as well. Maybe some Will. Maybe even Kate will be healed up. My God, it might be
I would love to meet Kate. I haven't met Kate yet.
I would like you two to meet. I think you'd probably get along.
And
really
I would love to get some more estrogen in here.
There you go. I, of course, am John Papagiorgio. You can hit me up on Twitter at Papa's Basement. Show website is inpapasbasement.com. We'll be live again next week, 3 p.m. at fcac.org. Until then, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.